This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
We were so happy when a good Samaritan returned Lady Gaga's two French bulldogs to a local police station after finding them tied to a pole in an alley miles from where they were taken. The lady who found the dogs immediately recognized them and did the right thing. She may also receive the $500,000 reward offered by Lady Gaga for the safe return of her pups. Give her the cash. Singer Sia has found herself in an uncomfortable spotlight. Her film directing debut, Music, centers on an autistic girl played by 18-year-old Maddie Ziegler, who has starred in many of Sia's music videos and who's not on the autism spectrum herself, and her drug-dealing sister. Ziegler's performance has produced an avalanche of hate, most of it at Sia, who'll continue to hide under her wig. Billie Holiday once sang All of Me, and it took all of Andra Day to play the legendary jazz singer. From her Lady Day-inspired stage name to her jazzy delivery and retro style, Andra has spent years paying homage to Holiday. Now the Golden Globe-nominated singer portrays her in the new film The United States vs. Billie Holiday. Her performance is truly amazing. Check it out. 6 Dr. Seuss books will stop being published because of racist and insensitive imagery. The books affected are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McGallagot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. The author's daughter claims that he didn't have a racist bone in his body. Well, at least they didn't cancel Hop on Racist Pop. Alec and Hilaria Baldwin have welcomed their 6th child together via surrogate just 5 months after she gave birth to their son Eduardo. Hilaria announced the news on Instagram, captioning a family photo, 7. Alec, 62, is also dad to 25-year-old daughter Ireland, who is the 7th child referenced in the pic. Hey Alec, snip it already. Hip-hop couple T.I. and Tamika Tiny Harris have been accused of numerous crimes by more than 30 women. Attorney Tyrone A. Blackburn called for a criminal investigation against the couple after dozens of women have accused them of forced drugging, kidnapping, rape, and intimidation in at least 2 states, including California and Georgia. Stay away from them. Matthew Knowles, who launched the careers of Destiny's Child and his superstar daughter Beyoncé, says he's ready to hang it up. He said, quote, "In the next 2 years, I will have transitioned completely out of the music industry. My plan is to be completely dedicated to mentoring. There's nothing negative about the decision. I'm personally ready to move on," unquote. And I bet Beyoncé is too. The Crown Season 5 will have a new Princess Diana. The Great Gatsby and Tenet's Elizabeth Debicki will take over for Emma Corrin as Princess Diana. Also, Imelda Staunton will boldly go where Claire Foy and Olivia Colman went before. The Oscar-nominated actress, known for her roles in the Harry Potter and Downton Abbey films, will star as Queen Elizabeth. Bloody good! Travis Scott and his Cactus Jack Foundation partnered with the city of Houston and launched an emergency food program providing 50,000 hot meals to residents affected by the state's winter freeze. Yep, people with disabilities, families with children under 18, low-income folks, and the unemployed are eligible. Great work. Gives me goosebumps. The currently forbidden superstar Morgan Wallen is back in the airwaves on at least one station that had put him on hold, WMYL-FM in Knoxville, Tennessee. Knoxville is Wallen's hometown, and the station's listeners have overwhelmingly wanted his music back on the air and are upset, claiming Wallen's freedom of speech has been silenced. Well, yeah, if it's racist. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's another Superman. And this time, Superman may be black. Warner Brothers, DC Comics, and J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot production company are planning a reboot film. Author and journalist Ta-Nehisi Coates is set to write the script, but no director has been named for the project yet. Jeez, another Superman? In her revealing new Apple TV Plus documentary, Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, the 19-year-old singer gives an inside look at her relationship with her boyfriend, whom she calls Q. In the beginning, the two talk over the phone as she says, "I love you and I'm in love with you." But by the end of the documentary, Eilish and Q are broken up. Hey, she's 19. R. Kelly has received both shots of a COVID-19 vaccine while being held in an Illinois lockup on child sex charges. The I Believe I Can Fly singer, who has repeatedly tried to get released from custody because of the dangers of the pandemic, is one of more than 60 inmates at Chicago's Metropolitan Correctional Center to be fully vaccinated. Let that sink in. Later this year, Peacock will air a new show called Real Housewives Mashup. Fans of the Bravo franchises have been asking for an all-star type season that would bring multiple housewives from different cities together under one roof. So now two women from New Jersey, Beverly Hills, Atlanta, and New York will be free to claw each other's eyes out. Yippee! The Trash Bin. 10 years after his infamous meltdown, Charlie Sheen wishes he would have done things differently. Back in 2011, Charlie was the highest paid actor on TV for his role in Two and a Half Men. But Charlie had a meltdown and said he was winning and that he had tiger's blood in a series of odd interviews. Sheen blames drugs on his erratic behavior. And now, not winning.
The news wrap up.
Zoom shares rose 11% after the company projected a 42% revenue growth for the fiscal year ahead. All Apple stores are open in the U.S. for the first time since the start of the pandemic 1 year ago. Fortnite developer Epic Games has agreed to acquire Tonic Games Group. The Sony PlayStation Store will end movie, TV show purchases and rentals. Aw, that's too bad, said no one.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Coming to America is the top streaming film in the country.
The number one album.
It's Dangerous, the double album by Morgan Wallen for the 8th week.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
How to Avoid a Climate Disaster by Bill Gates tops the chart for the 2nd week.
Glass Animals, a UK psychedelic pop band, was formed back in 2010 and is led by Dave Bailey, who wrote and produced all three of their albums. The band has become known for their live shows, performing dance-heavy versions of their songs. Last year, they announced they were going to release a brand new album in July called Dreamland. When July came around, though, the band delayed the release in order to, quote, keep focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and the discussions taking place around racism and police brutality around the world, unquote. It ended up coming out August 7th, entering the UK charts at number 2, and now one of the tracks off that album is getting a lot of attention, and we love it. Here's childhood friends Glass Animals with the song of the week, Heat Waves.
Usually I put something on TV, so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen. You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
That was Glass Animals with the song of the week, Heat Waves. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.